Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of the show, and we are coming to you live, I say live. I am lucky to be alive, aren't we all? After 2020, I'm still living and kicking. We are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And for 13 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in getting some tips on how to elevate your career status. Now, the guest on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and working professionals. And that includes producers and directors and casting directors and agents and talent managers and screenwriters and PR agents, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people. We have celebrity makeup artists and entertainment attorneys. And the list really goes on and on. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to our past guests. Number one, get and download. I thought that kind of means the same thing. Download our free mobile app on the App Store or Google Play Store. Number two, you can listen to any of our shows on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Google, and Stitcher.com. You can also listen to them from our archive page, which is listening directly from this website, latalkradio.com, the one you're listening to us on right now. Look for the show title, which is, again, Question Reality, under the Channel 1 tab, and look for my name, Priscilla Leona, under our host tab, and there we will be for your entertainment delight. Favor, we ask that you kindly please subscribe to our podcast via the Apple Podcast, because everybody needs a little thumb, a little up thumb. We don't like the middle finger so much, but we love the up thumb. So give us a little like. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show, or refer someone to be a guest to promote themselves, showcase their projects or their products, or just help listeners by providing career advice, you want to go to, okay, now you got to listen, focus, our official website. You got to go to the official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the website where we air the radio show. Again, go to questionrealityradioshow.com and you can see our annual guest schedule. You might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are, check their sites, and then to submit to be booked on our show, you just go to the contact link, and it's really, really easy and short. We just need your name, email, title, and website. And there you go. That is it. Oh my gosh. Well, I have been waiting for today's guest to come on ever since I saw his name. I said, wow, this guy is going to be a hoot and a half. I know. And then when I saw a picture of him with his big bright smile and his lovely little hat, I said, little cowboy hat, you know, I love my cowboy hats. I said, oh gosh, this is going to be great. His name is, are y'all ready? Michael the Metropolitan Cowboy Coleman. Yes, that is right. Now, Michael, I keep wanting to call him the Midnight Cowboy. I swear he's going to kill me. It's the Metropolitan Cowboy. He is a songwriter, a filmmaker, a photographer, a writer, and a producer. You know, everybody in the entertainment industry, we're all multi-hyphenated. That's what we are. That's what we got going for us. Yes. We're worried about having one title. I don't know about you, but when I was little, I'm like, what am I going to do? What do I want to be? I just need one title. And then I end up multi-hyphenated. Now, the Metropolitan Cowboy is the ultimate Renaissance artist who's created, his creativity, it knows no bounds. And Michael, I feel like I got to say his whole name, Michael the Metropolitan Cowboy, but I think I'm going to go tongue-tied if I have to say it. So we're just going to call him Michael from now. Michael, his first love has always been country and Western music, and he's been profiled and featured on radio stations both nationally and internationally, and he's been showcased via film, television, and sporting events. He is a member of the Country Music Association, the Americana. The Americana Music Association, the International Singer-Songwriters Association, the Inspirational Country Music Association, and Nashville Songwriters Association International. Yes, my gosh, this is a busy man. I'm just so lucky to get him here today. Now, he's also had the founder of See Your Shadow Songwriting, and he has been responsible for bringing a multitude of projects to life, spanning all genres and media. So let's see what he can grace us with today. But first go to his website, seeyourshadow.com, and then he has little links on there, Facebook and Instagram. Go there and give him a thumb. Gotta give him a thumb, give him a little like. You're gonna love him. So too bad there is a little button. Actually, there's a little heart. So when you go on the page, you give him a little heart. So without further ado, let's see what Michael has to say today. Welcome to the show, Michael the Metropolitan.
Thanks for having me.
Stadium applause just for you.
All right. You know what? I can let you shorten it. My friends call me Metro, so you can call me Metro. That eliminate everything.
Oh, jeez. I thought, am I going to have to say the whole thing? Metro, it is. Metro Man. Yeah. That sounds like a superhero, doesn't it? Metro Man. Okay. So, again, I said I wanted to keep calling you the Midnight Cowboy. I'm sure you're familiar with that movie from the 70s with, I think, Dustin Hoffman and John.
Yeah, John Boy. I don't know.
Has everybody ever accidentally called you the Midnight Cowboy or just said it to just get on your nerves?
You know what people do to get on my nerves? They call me the Urban Cowboy.
I actually know the Urban Cowboy personally, and I call him the Midnight Cowboy, and he hates that. So, yeah, John is very, very cool. Okay, so I absolutely love the name of the Metropolitan Cowboy, and I want to know, what is the origin of that name?
It's actually a very funny story. So I was going to be doing a sketch comedy show when we were based out of Ohio for a local television station. And so we were looking to figure out what we were going to call it. Now, I always wore the cowboy hat. Whenever you saw me westerned out, and that was just my look. So we toyed around with different names, and we actually were going to go with Concrete Cowboy first, and because of my size and stature, and I'm known for my strength, and so, but that was taken. Mm-hmm. So we were all sitting around the table, and then like, well, you know what? You dress pretty good. So why don't you dress very metro? So why don't we just call you the Metropolitan Cowboy? And then that was it. That's what we called the show, and it's just stuck ever since.
And it's so catchy, isn't it? It just flies off the tongue. I love it. And so I'm going to be asking you, like, what the origins are for a couple of things. I also, when I was reading your post on Facebook, I noticed that you have a house that you have named Brokeback Mansion. I'm like, what the hell? I love that. See, that. Definitely the title of that. That's the title of the show. I don't know why someone hasn't snatched that name up yet.
Well, we probably are going to snatch that up, because one of the things that we always do, and you probably have seen the post on my Facebook page, where we are always sitting out on the porch at Brokeback Mansion. And some of the things that have happened over the years and the people that we've encountered on the porch at Brokeback Mansion, I said, you know what, we need to do a show from this porch, you know, and we encountered just so many different people. I'll tell you a funny story real quick.
Yeah.
There was a woman being pushed in a wheelchair. We were out having cocktails on the front porch. There's a woman being pushed in a wheelchair, and she stopped by to say hi, whatnot, and I said, you know what, you probably can walk. You know, if she said, I really would like one of those drinks. I said, I tell you what, you come up on this porch, you walk up to this porch, and I'll give you one. And would you believe she got up out of that wheelchair and walked up on that porch and sat down near the fire pit, and we had such a good time. We had cocktails, and we were just great conversation. And come to find out, we knew the same people, and it was just you just can't write stuff like that.
Right. Oh my gosh. Well, the things people won't do for a damn cocktail, I tell you. Wow. You know, you need to snatch that up while you can. If I were you, I'd go buy that website domain name. Just, you know, you could do anything with it, but I would, because there's like a web series. I see, being a film producer, I immediately think of all these things that you can do based on a title. I don't know why, but
yeah, you know, I'm exactly right.
I think it's so, aren't you like that too? I start thinking all these things, and that would be so perfect as like a little started out as a little web series, maybe have it picked up. But if you got all those stories, I'd start writing them down, honey child. You might have a hit on your hands. Next thing you know, you're on Netflix. Well, let's talk about your company now. The name See Your Shadow. That's a very cool name. Where did that come from?
Well, you know, when I started out, when I decided to become a songwriter, I said I needed something that was going to set me apart, because you see a lot of people and it's, oh yeah, I'm Joe Blow and I'm a songwriter, and then you can get kind of lost in the shuffle. And so I said I need something that's going to make me stand out. So instead of presenting myself as an individual, I started presenting myself as an entity, and that helped me to get noticed. And then of course we've grew since then into the entity that we are right now. But when we started out, it was just me, and we used that as a means to get noticed. And my birthday's Groundhog Day, so that's where the name comes
from. Stop it. Your birthday is the same day as my fantasy man, the love of my life, who I would give a pinky toe to have, and any of my organs, Harry Styles. February 1st, right? February 1st?
No, February 2nd.
Oh, shit! Never mind then! Oh, I thought Groundhog Day was February 1st! Oh, my Lord! I'm taking all that back. Nobody come at me, because I'm a donor card. Yeah. Oh, but you're Aquarius. Oh, I'm into astrology. So you are.
So am I.
All right. I'm going to ask you, what sign do you think I am?
I think you're an air sign. You're either an air or a fire sign, I think.
Darn it. I'm going to cut you off at the knees. I'm a water sign. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, you know what?
You never would have guessed, because they're so moody and dark, right?
No, it makes sense because now, you know, if you're in astrology, you know that there's four fixed signs in the zodiac, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And the four fixed signs, whenever they come together, they just automatically have an instant chemistry, which, you know, I could feel that from us. And the four fixed signs are Aquarius, Scorpio, Leo, and Taurus.
I am going to give you half credit because seven of my houses are in Libra. So you were feeling that air. You were feeling the air, child. I'm going to give you half credit. But, you know, I wanted to find out, we were talking about the origins of things. So why don't you take us back to when Michael, the Metropolitan Cowboy Coleman, was a little teeny little Coleman. And tell me, did you always want to be in the entertainment industry? Did you want to be like a different person, like a drummer, a guitarist, or did you always want to be a singer? Tell me how it started.
You know, I've always loved the arts. When I was little, we always had, my mom always had music in the house and all different types of music. And so that exposed me to a lot of variety. I remember playing the Carpenters, Three Dog Night, you know, different things that you wouldn't expect to see or hear in a black household. So she really loved that. And then we went out. She went out to the disco. She had a huge disco collection, which I cherish to this day. She gave me all her 45s. And
my jam. What's your favorite disco song? Let me just get it right now.
I love. There are so many. I love In the Bush by Musique.
Yes,
I love that one.
Okay, sorry, I saw the ears, but yes, that's one of my jams. Yeah.
But I think one of my all-time favorite dance songs is a song called I'm Ready by Kano. And your audience may know it because the bass line from it was used for the song Whoop, There It Is.
Oh, and, There It Is.
Yeah, that bass line.
Oh, I know just about every disco song, and I'm trying to hear I'm Ready. Not Get Ready.
No.
No, well, I don't know that. I got to admit, I don't know that one unless you hummed it. All right, gotcha. I'm more of a, you know, I'm more of a Bee Gees girl myself, but I do love so many. It's hard to pick one.
Yeah.
I think Staying Alive, and I like the Saturday Night Fever songs are really good. I love Gloria Gaynor. I tell you, my personal opinion, Michael, you just don't make songs like the 70s and the 80s. I guess that's because, you know, I was a little girl and then I was, you know, I transitioned into a teen. And those are the songs, they say that the songs most important to you are the songs from your particular decade of childhood and when you're a teen. And then
that is so true. But however, when you really listen to music from the era, and even when you listen to the disco record, the arrangements on
the
strings, the backgrounds, Best of My Love is up there with me. So all of those.
You're gonna sing something on this show. I tell you, I've been wanting to hear something live from you. But yeah, you're right. Look at the, you know, I don't know. Led Zeppelin. I don't know if you like Led Zeppelin,
but the intros
and Hotel California, the intro.
You don't have that these days. And for your audience, you know, I mean, that is kind of our responsibility too, because the industry says our audience is too dumb to have an intro that is, you know, a minute long. And then we were too dumb to have an intro that was 45 seconds long. And then you were too dumb to have the intro that was 10 seconds long. And now Now the companies tell you you're too dumb to have an intro, yeah. So it's got to be done in 3 seconds or a hard open.
Well, you know, Michael, I'm hard pressed to find a song today that even has guitar in it. I'm like, where's the guitar? Because my husband, he's a software developer by day, but on the weekend he's a jazz player. He is a phenomenal jazz guitarist and bassist, and of course I have listened to him so many times talk about how if you turn the radio on and you listen to the modern music, you can't hear guitar too much. They've taken it out a lot of the songs, which is a shame. But yeah, it's crazy. So when you were little, you were listening to all the music, and I guess that's where you probably started singing along.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to be a choreographer, a dancer when I was really young. I was really quite the good dancer, and so I used to choreograph routines and whatnot, and so I just love the arts, and we used to watch all the old movies, you know, yeah. From the Black Lagoon, Alfred Hitchcock,
Bob Fosse was the man. Because my aunt was an actress on Broadway, so I used to go when she was babysitting me. She dragged me to her auditions with me standing in those damn lines, and then she would have to do. She's like, "Damn, Bob Fosse, it's an audition." Yeah, so I too love dance, but you know, you have to have the talent for Broadway. You got to be the triple threat. So I said, "Well, forget that. I can't sing. I'm a great dancer, though." But yeah, I hear you. I love to dance too. I would dance on anything. Yeah. Fred Astaire movies, Ginger Rogers. Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just the whole totality of the arts, and people don't really realize just how much work goes into it. When I was in high school, I was a rocker. You know, I had shoulder length hair, and I went against every stereotype in my neighborhood. Because you just didn't see folks in my neighborhood, you know, with long hair and rocking out to the Scorpions or Bon Jovi or things like that. So
I tell you one thing, you and I have too much in common. We could be friends. I'm telling you, because the Scorpions, every band you've mentioned, I mean, we would definitely gel on the music. We would have a good old disco night. I mean, the Scorpions. What's your favorite Scorpion song?
No One Like You.
There's no one like you. Oh, I love that song. Oh, Michael, you're taking me back. I feel like having a cocktail while I'm sitting here talking to you. But yeah, the 80s was they were really fantastic. What was it when you were in high school that you said made the decision that you were going to pursue a career as an entertainer?
No, you know what the interesting thing, I really didn't set out to do any of what I'm doing until I had a milestone birthday. And you know, I try not to tell people which one. But I was running a law firm in San Francisco, and I said to myself, you know, when my birthday rolled around, there's too much talent that's going to waste. I need to rediscover who I am. And so that's when I put myself on this journey to do something in the arts.
You were managing a law firm, which doesn't necessarily mean you're a lawyer, but you could be. Or is that what you have your degree in, law?
No. You know what's interesting about me and my story is that I have managed to have some great jobs over my lifetime. I mean jobs that you would think that there's no way, you know, that this person is doing this, you know. I just happen to make good choices and be in the right place at the right time, and at that time we were doing that firm was Divorces of the Rich and Famous, actually. So we had a lot of high profile clients, and I just happened to luck into it.
Ooh, I wish we could pump some of that and gossip out of you, but we're not. That's another
off
show.
Line. Off
have
line.
To start another show. We're that tough. But this is really great to hear, because this show is called Question Reality, and it is kind. It originally started out with the focus of being a person who was working that Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job, but they really wanted to pursue their dream in show business. So what was it? There's so many people listening that are doing that right now. What was it that made you do a hard lock on getting out of the corporate world and pursuing the world of being an entertainer?
Well, you know, the timing was just right. You know, I remember I was talking with one of our clients, and they were frustrating me to no end, because they were arguing over who's going to get the fur-lined waste paper basket that's in the summer home. Okay. So yeah, so I was just like, you know what? I hung up the phone and I said, I wish these people would quit calling me with these problems. And then the receptionist turned to me and said, "But Michael, that's what we do here." And then I'm like, you know what? That's it. I can't do this anymore. I got to be doing something different. And then that's when I started thinking about what my true passions were, and the arts and show business were always my true passions. But I didn't know what aspect of it I was going to try to pursue, and then. I took my love of music, which has been there since I was a kid, and I was always a good poet. So I said to myself, well, why not see if I can merge the two and try my hand at writing songs. And it was as simple as that.
That is, see, I love that story. I tell you why, because when I was in college, I was in what's called a work study program, and I was assigned to this lawn company. It was called Kim Lawn. And I used to be listening all day to people calling and complaining about their lawn. I don't know, Michael, much like you, this woman called and she was complaining how the person burnt her lawn and she wanted an all new lawn. I don't know what happened to me, but I think I might have had a flip out, because I said, I don't give a crap about your damn lawn. I said, you know what? I'm moving to California and pursuing my dream. And I hung up on her. Next thing you know, an hour later, I got called into the office, and the manager, Stuart, he said, did you tell a woman that you didn't give a crap about her lawn and you were moving to California? I said, yes, I did. And that's what I'm doing. So it's a very similar story. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it is that time, Michael, where we are going to play the song. But I want to hear, we need a little backstory. We always ask the person before we play the song, the title of the song and what it, you wrote this, I'm assuming, you write all your songs. So I guess what we want to know is the backstory to the title and why you wrote it and what message you want to convey. So we decided to play Today I Do, Became I Don't. Don't you love it? Oh, God, I love that song. You know, I know I already have the MP3, but I'm actually going to go on iTunes and I'm going to give you that $1.29 that you're requesting. Because it's going on my damn playlist. So there you go. What do you get, like 10 cents from that dollar?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But anyway, I loved it. And what I loved more, Michael, was the video. Oh, my God. I loved it. So, everybody, you got to go to YouTube and check out this music video for this song. So, go to, I believe your YouTube channel is Michael Coleman, right? Or is it? Michael Coleman. So go to Michael Coleman and you want to pull up the music video for Today I Do Became I Don't. Love this freaking video. I love it. So anyway, tell me, obviously it's the title is self-explanatory, but go ahead and tell me why you decided to do this song. I believe it's a female empowerment divorce celebration song, which I love in itself. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, isn't that a great title? I love that title. It's probably one of my favorite titles in my collection. And actually, the backstory on this song came to me from a phone call where a friend of mine was reflecting on his divorce. It actually, well, the first incarnation was written from a man's point of view, and he was just telling me he was reflecting on his divorce and how elated he was when he got the final decree, you know. He was just so excited. So we recorded one iteration of it from a man's point of view, and then when I started to rebrand See Your Shadow last year and redo our work, I wanted to flip it and tell it from a woman's point of view and be from a position of power, because so many times, you know, we cry when a relationship is over, but sometimes relationships need to be over, and we really need to celebrate the fact that they are over. Finally.
Absolutely. And I love that they're having these divorce parties now. I mean, that's got to make somebody feel good, having a divorce party. So I would recommend, if anybody is going to be having an upcoming divorce party, that you get this song, Today I Do Became I Don't, because that would be perfect to play. I mean, I would be just promoting that song for all divorce parties.
That is initially what we had planned on doing with it. And actually, at the time that I originally wrote the piece, Fran Drescher was doing a TV series for Nickelodeon. I think it was called Happily Divorced or something like that. And we actually pitched it to be the theme song, but they already had one. But it was all around that time, and it does make a good divorce party anthem.
Well, if I know anybody that's cutting the cord, I'm going to recommend this as the theme song. All right, so everybody, we are going to hear this song called "Today I Do Became I Don't" by the wonderful Michael, the Metropolitan Cowboy Coleman. And we'll be back to talk to him about, get prepared, Michael, we're going to be talking about your board game next. All right. So without further ado, here is Today I Do Became I Don't.
Champagne on ice, time to celebrate. 2 long years she's waited for this day. She texted the girls to hit the town. She's no longer settled down. Mistakes she made won't be the same. She got rid of that missus in front of her name. Today I do became I don't. She ain't gonna cry. Because today I do. cocaine I don't. Popped that cork, grabbed a glass, toasted her future, flipped off her past, looked at herself in her LBD. She said, this time it's all.
Stop it. Oh, Lord. I don't know what it is about that song, but I am totally pumped up and charged. I feel like dancing still can do. I want to play it again, Michael. I want to play it again. Oh, my gosh. Have you had great reviews about that song? I mean, what are people saying?
Well, actually, it was our third iTunes number one in South Africa when we released it. So yeah, it was our third the third number one on the iTunes country chart.
That should win a Grammy at the for best country song. I really think so. Have you submitted it to?
Well, that'll be Michael Stover's.
Michael Stover, you better get on the ball, son. That deserves to win a grind. Now, speaking of Michael Stover, God, we love him. Michael represents Michael the Metropolitan Cowboy Coleman, who I'm talking to right now. And if you are pursuing a career in music, you definitely want to have Michael Stover on your team. He is the founder of MTS Management Group, MTS Records, and I cannot list the awards that man has won. And I'm telling you, we have so many of his guests on the show, and I can't say enough about him. Isn't he fantastic?
Yeah, you know what? He really is fantastic. And what? In addition to his skills, he's just a great guy, and you always want a person to be both. You want them to be good at what they do, but you also want them, people in your camp, to be good people. And he's just great.
He really is. And it's so very important in business that you return emails, you return texts within a timely fashion. And I'm telling you, this man is on the ball. You could email him at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I think you're going to get a text within 5 minutes. He must have big alarms going off amazing.
Exactly. Because like you said, you know, the number one of the number one rules of show business is you got to be professional. You know, and that goes, that takes you so far.
Right. So incredible. So check him out. It's mtsmanagement.com. Oh, you know what? I just got a text from someone to remind me to say happy birthday to a very, very good friend of mine. I got to get that in. Kathy Tessaloni. Oh my gosh. Happy birthday to you. I am going to just maybe ask Michael, maybe we can sing a little real quick happy birthday to you. Ready? Let's do it. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Go ahead. I'll chime in because it's your show.
You're the star, though. Go ahead, star.
I was just going to say. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kathy.
Happy birthday to you. Kathy Tessaloni is a very much like you, which I found out about you, a wine connoisseur. You're loving the grape, Kathy. She does the grape on a daily basis, and I think you do too. So you're both wine connoisseurs. You have that in common. I'm sure she's having a little grape right now. What exactly do you have your own? You know, I have two friends that have wine vineyards. One is my friend that lives in France. Her parents have owned, I think, for 100 years. But my other friend, her name is Amy. I threw a Grammy party for her at Jamie Foxx's house in December 2019. And she is a huge wine connoisseur, and she has a vineyard in Hawaii. So if you want to try her wine, hit me up, PM me, and I'll have her send you a bottle from Hawaii.
I do love the wine. That is for sure. I belong to a wine club, and so, you know, I get to sample all the different ones from all over the world. When you're creative, if you're not in recovery, you know, booze is part of the creative process. I mean,
I hear you. I'm not a wine drinker. I don't like wine at all. It gives me a headache. I tried it, but I don't know. I am. I like a whiskey called Wild Turkey.
Have you heard of that? Are you kidding? Of course.
Yeah. What? Actually, some people are like, "What's that?" I'm like, "You obviously don't have a love of the turkey." But yeah, I love Wild Turkey.
Turkey and seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let's talk briefly about, you're not only a musical artist, but you are also a board game creator. And Michael has created this board game called Are You Worth a Rug Burn? Now, let me tell you, child, in the 80s, I was asking all my boyfriends that question. I'm like, I don't know about that. No, but it's a fantastic. I'm gonna ask you where that name came from. You know, I'm like an origin story person. Now, I'm not sure where you are with the game now, but the last I heard, you were gonna have the prototypes in a couple weeks, and you were about to put a focus group together in May. So, what's going on with the board game now? And what made you want to create a board game? Because people just don't go around saying, "Oh, I'm gonna create a board game."
You know what? You just never know what I'm going to do, and that's part of my art. You know, you just never know what I'm gonna come up with. So the prototype is being shipped, so I should have it in a few days, and so I'm really excited about that. But how this whole thing came about was that we used to be known for our dance music, and one of our big pieces was a song called Rugburn that I wrote many years ago, and it's a song about, I don't know if I can say this on here, but it's a song about sex.
Say it. What is it? Sex yeah. game.
So we had the song Rugburn which is a song about oral sex. Okay. And so fast forward, before the pandemic hit, I decided to turn the premise of that video into a live action game show that we were filming here in Phoenix. Because for the video, we paid tribute to trash filmmaker John Waters. And so if you're familiar with his early work,
Baltimore Waters. Yes. I met him many
yes.
times.
So we paid homage to his early work because I love his work. And so the music video to that song was his early work on steroids. Okay, so and so we put our protagonist in the situation where she was playing this game. She was on a game show. So I took that game show from the video and actually turned it into an actual game show where I brought in three contestants. We have this huge ass wheel that that lights up, and we were filming it every week here in Phoenix. The paper called us Phoenix's latest sensation. We were the only game show live action about oral sex. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then the pandemic hit, so we had to shut production down. So I was like, I need to revisit this. How can I pivot and keep this alive? And so I decided, well, you know, the audience was always having so much fun because we would bring people out on the audience, give away cash. And I was like, people need to play this game at home. And so that's what I decided to turn it into a home game. And that's where we're at with it.
Wow. Now, do you have a trailer or a demo of the game on YouTube that someone could watch? Or
actually, because I was actually looking through my Facebook videos here, and there are clips from the show on my Facebook page.
Okay. The Facebook page. And your Facebook page, is that under Michael Coleman?
Yes, yeah, so, you know, and I encourage folks to not only like the See Your Shadow Facebook page, but people in the audience to actually send me a friend request, a personal one as well, because I love meeting new people. I love connecting with folks from all over, no matter what stage of the game you're in. You know, I just love people. That's my two biggest passions: are show business and people.
Yes, absolutely. Are you still putting that focus group together in May and inviting people? Where are you having it? In Phoenix and Columbus, Ohio?
Because we have See Your Shadows based out of Phoenix, and so I'll be hosting here, focus group here, and then at our home base in our other base in Columbus, Ohio. But actually, you know, I mean, I might even conduct it across the country. Get different people's opinion about it across the country. Because one of the things that we were going to do with the game show, we were actually going to tour with the game show live. I had a whole travel schedule booked for this game that I had to cancel because of COVID. But I was traveling at least 2 weeks out of every month last year. Supposedly.
Are you going to pick that back up? Maybe.
I might, because I paid a fortune for this wheel. That's just sitting in storage. But it is a lot of fun. I mean, I have never had so much fun doing a project from the initial song. That project was fun. I didn't think it could get any more fun. And then the actual game show, which was hysterical. And one of the things that we did, everybody in our audience and our contestants, it was all that you could drink the entire time that we filmed.
I want to be part of the focus group. Now, if anybody wants to be a part of the focus focus group, is it open to everyone? And if so, where do they go to submit?
Oh yeah, you know what? It is open to everyone. I would love that, because I want a cross section, and if folks just want to either PM me, friend request me, or PM me on Facebook, which is my preferred social media platform, or you can email me at themetropolitancowboy@gmail.com. And just mention that you heard about us on the show, and we'll see what we can do.
Woo! All right, well, I'm gonna do that personally. I want to be part of. Yeah, I'm gonna buy the board game when it comes out.
I'll send you one of the show T-shirts as well.
Oh, that would be great. And if you're ever in LA, you better come see me. Oh, we're gonna have a cocktail.
Now you know that, and then you and the hubby are welcome here at the Oasis anytime if you're ever in Phoenix.
Well, you know, I have two friends that live in, three friends that live in Arizona, but it's somewhere called Cottonwood, wherever the heck that is. I don't know. But if we ever come to Arizona, I'm going to hit you up.
Oh, for sure.
I'm coming on that day. I'm going to come on the porch. And I got some stories for you. I'll bring my bottle of Wild Turkey. All right, sweetie. Well, can you believe we are finally out of time? Before we go, I want to mention your latest song, which is titled My Worth. And how's that doing?
Oh, you know, it's actually doing very well. And it's I Know My Worth. My Worth is the original, and then we did a dance remix called I Know My Worth, and that was our female empowerment anthem for Women's Month last month, and we put that together for that. It's such an exciting project. It's doing very, very, very well, and empowering so many people who hear it, and I'm so excited about that project, and that just came out of nowhere. And so I said so I would never make another dance record again, and then here you go.
All of your songs are on iTunes and every digital platform. So if they want to buy your stuff, it's on iTunes, it's on
Spotify, anywhere.
Under
the company name, See Your Shadow. All the work is released under the See Your Shadow moniker, because the songs are the stars. That's what we're known for. It's the songs are our stars.
Got it. So seeyourshadow.com. Go to the website, seeyourshadow.com, and buy those songs right now, I'm telling you. But you got to check out the video, because I know there's also a video for My Worth on YouTube.
Yes.
Go to YouTube and look them up. Is it under See Your Shadow on YouTube or Michael Coleman? Because I think I found it.
Under my name, Michael Coleman.
Okay. Michael Coleman, seeyourshadow.com. All right, my friend. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and you better come back.
Oh, now you know it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would love to. Thanks for having me. You know, I mean, when I saw who your roster of names, I was like, and including me.
Your fans real quick.
All right, you guys, be kind to one another. Check us out, but by all means, just be grateful to be alive and get your vaccine.
Yes, and if you want to know what Michael the Metropolitan Cowboy Coleman is doing, you got to go to his website. I'm sure he's got lots of exciting stuff coming up. SeeYourShadow.com, and please give him a little thumb. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.